Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Lord, even when I don't see the way, I trust that you are leading me. Help me rest in your timing and follow your peace. Write down any scripture or moment of reassurance he brings to your heart. You may not have clarity yet, but you're beginning to sense confidence. Hey family, welcome back to If Only One Overcomes. I'm Katie Lee, and I'm so thankful you're here with me today. In the last episode, we talked about walking boldly in your purpose, learning to move with courage in what God called you to do. But what about when the road ahead isn't clear? What do you do when the plan changes, the doors shift, or the silence feels louder than direction? And when the path feels unclear, trusting God in seasons of transition? Because sometimes God doesn't give us all the details. Not because he's forgotten us, but because he's growing our faith in the in-between. So let's go ahead and get an understanding of seasons of transition. Transition is a spiritual process, not punishment. Just because the path feels uncertain doesn't mean you're off course. Sometimes the space between what was and what will be is where God is doing his greatest work. In Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Transitions are God's ways of shifting you into new purpose, not leaving you behind. You see, God's silence doesn't mean his absence. It can be hard when you're praying for clarity and it feels like heaven is quiet. But even in silence, God is still speaking through his word, through peace, and through preparation. Psalms 37:23-24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Though he fall, he will not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Even when you can't see the next step, you can trust the one who holds your hand. Because faith grows through uncertainty, and you can't rely on what you see, you can learn to rely on who you know. These seasons stretch your trust and deepen your dependence on God. What looks like delay is often divine development. So let's go ahead and look at 5 ways on how to trust God when you don't know what's next. 1. Stay rooted in his word. When the path feels unclear, his word becomes your compass. Write down scriptures that anchor your faith. Let his promises be your GPS when your emotions try to take you off course. 2. Choose surrender over control. Begins the moment we release the need to know everything and trust that God already does. 3. Follow peace, not pressure. God's direction often feels like peace, not push. If you're unsure which way to go, move where his peace leads, not where anxiety drives. 4. Reflect on past faithfulness. Think back to the last time God brought you through uncertainty. He was faithful then, and he's faithful now. Use that memory as a reminder that this time won't be any different. 5. Keep moving in faith. Even a small step counts. Sometimes trusting God means taking one step forward in faith. Even if you can't see the finish line, movement keeps your faith alive. Overcomers, if you're in a season of transition, take heart. You're not lost. You're being led. This pause, this pivot, this uncertainty. God is shaping you for where He's taking you next. The same God who ordered your yesterday is already in your tomorrow. So this week, take 5 quiet minutes each day to pray this simple prayer. Lord, even when I don't see the way, I trust that You are leading me. Help me rest in Your timing and follow Your peace. Write down any scripture or moment of reassurance He brings to your heart. You may not have clarity yet, but you're beginning to sense confidence. Now, if this episode encouraged you, share it with someone who's walking through their own season of uncertainty. It helps more overcomers find this community. And follow me on social media at If Only One Overcomes for more weekly encouragement and prayer. Listen, God's plans for your life hasn't changed. Next week, we'll talk about be still and build, finding purpose in the pause. It's all about what to do while you wait, how to stay faithful, productive, and at peace while God is working behind the scenes. Until then, remember, you are not alone. You are not forgotten. You are an overcomer, and your life is too important because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Until the next episode, God bless.